Much of North America is under some sort of cold warning, with temperatures dropping in Burlington to nearly minus 30 C with wind chill this week. Burlington's public libraries double as a warming center when temperatures drop below minus 15 C, acting as an essential bit of infrastructure for those who need a place to get out of the cold. "We know we're a critical part of their network for how they navigate their day," Burlington Public Library CEO Lita Berry said. "Another great thing we do is connect folks with resources. We have partnerships with a variety of community organizations such as Halton Housing, Halton Legal Clinic, and Goodwill Industries." Though the library offers a combined 72 hours of potential haven from the cold through the week, 12 hours from Monday through Thursday, and 8 hours Friday through Sunday, that still leaves 96 hours where anyone without access to shelter is potentially out in the cold. "There is a disconnect between the temporary warming centers and the more permanent, though still temporary, shelters. The region and the city each have their own responsibilities, and do not seem to overlap on services. Housing supports and services are overseen by Halton Region. However, the city has partnered with Burlington Public Library to provide warming centers at designated branches that offer additional respite from the cold during normal operating hours," Robin Habert, Community Emergency Management Specialist for the City of Burlington, said. When asked who is using warming centers and how many people use them, the region said it was a municipal issue. "Halton Region does not manage the warming centers directly. For specific questions about the centers, please reach out to the local municipalities," Isabel Conton, Communications Specialist for Halton, said. "Each day, approximately 5 to 10 people come into the central library looking for warmth who are dealing with various levels of housing precariousness," Berry said. "However, there are others out there who just recognize that the library is a warm place to hang out. A lot of seniors, even if they feel like they've got a roof over their heads and have a home, they can be socially isolated from the community," Berry said. "They know they can come to the library and spend a good portion of the afternoon and get their social cup filled." In North Halton, Georgetown libraries also act as warming centers, but operate in tandem with Knox Presbyterian Church. The church operates the Out of the Cold program, letting those who need to spend the night inside the church on a cot and get two meals while they're there. "We're averaging 6 to 8 guests per night," Charles Vale, operations director at Out of the Cold, said. "There might be one or two people who don't normally sleep at the church, but they have the last couple of nights because of how cold it has been." Nobody from Halton Housing, which provides safe and affordable housing help to those in need in the region, responded to Burlington today. Knox Presbyterian Church was mentioned specifically by Conton. "The region does aid in funding the Out of the Cold program," she added, though specifics were not provided. Vale said all of the people who use the church's service are local to Georgetown or Halton Hills. According to the Homeless Hub, a project from the Canadian Observatory on Homelessness run at the York University Faculty of Education, there are 293 people experiencing homelessness in Halton as of 2021. Related story: woefully inadequate, Halton calls for more help on homelessness.